Are we buying the excuses currently being made by Shayna Jack, our Aussie swimmer, accused of cheating? Supplements seem to be in the frame here. But is that really an excuse? Dr. Bill Sukala is an exercise physiologist and nutritionist and an expert in the field. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time. It's been interesting to see how this story has unfolded over the last days. Supplements, though, appear to be now in the frame.
Well, look, supplements have always been in the frame, but what I think's really noteworthy in this particular case is that it's shining a light on the underbelly of the supplement industry. And what I mean by that is that supplements are, for the most part, essentially unregulated. They can be sold to consumers without having to be proven safe, effective, pure, or that the potency on the label is in fact what's in the product. Now, to make this, to be transparent, I mean, I don't want this to sound like it's a, there's some sort of conspiracy or anything, but this is the landscape, the regulatory landscape that we've always been facing. You know, reputable supplement companies with, large budgets, big name that you would buy at a major store, probably not going to have any problems. But this has opened up a whole new loophole for the online supplement world, where you can buy supplements online and you have no guarantee that they're not adulterated with a pharmaceutical grade medication, which in this case, you essentially had an experimental drug that's laced in with this product. Now, we don't know for sure if she knew this was in there. This is the conjecture at this point. But really, what I think's a much more important underlying issue is the fact that, again, the supplement industry, they don't have to prove that products are safe, effective, pure, that the potency on the label is what's in the product. And that should be a serious concern for most people, because when people buy things on store shelves or even over the internet, with reasonable confidence, they expect that it should be safe, and it doesn't have to be proven safe.
Bill, the substance that has her falling foul of the doping rules, it's called ligandrol. What is it?
Well, it's a selective androgen receptor modulator. That's the fancy word, or the shorthand, they call it a SARM. And this allows these sorts of medications at this point are still really in the experimental phase, but they can be useful when in the correct setting under medical supervision for things like osteoporosis. But on a more sinister side, I mean, again, they can have similar effects to anabolic steroids. And this is where, we talk about the current test from Shayna Jack and the potential ban from the sport. So this is the reality. You have essentially a drug that's a banned substance that was found in a dietary supplement. And in one of the recent news pieces, I saw that around Christmas time, she was promoting a dietary supplement. And in her post on, I think it was on Instagram, she said, order online.
Yeah.
Well, that right there is a bit, that at least made me raise an eyebrow and say, well, she could have inadvertently been promoting a supplement that was adulterated.
Okay, so possible red flag there. Shayna Jack's manager, Phil Stoneman, has given some comments about the situation. Just take a little listen.
So there's no ducking and weaving on this. It's she hasn't taken the supplements. It could be contamination. It can only be that. It's the only. It can't be anything else. That's all well and good, but we've got to find out what that actually is.
So there's some mixed messages going on here, because Phil Stoneman says she didn't take any supplements. It can't be a supplement, but she is also, the story emerging this morning is that she hopes that a diary in which she's recorded all the supplements she's taken may well be the piece of evidence that helps it clear a name. How do we process all that, Bill?
Well, look, first off, at this point, everyone's in, a bit of a frenzy. I think Phil should keep his mouth shut at this point, because he might end up doing more harm than help. What I would say is this. Shayna, number one, she needs to have a full accounting of all the supplements she's taking. Number two, any supplements that she still has left over, she should send those out for testing and have them analyzed to see, what else is in these products aside from what is on the label.
Who was the manufacturer? Where was it purchased? Is there any paper trail that she can chase down the potential source of this? I mean, if she's genuinely innocent, and look, to be fair, I don't think it's fair to crucify her until we have a full investigation. She deserves to have a full investigation, as does any athlete. So, you know, we don't have all the facts yet. And at this point, everyone's speculating on it could be this, it could be that. But look, let's just deal with what we know. And if she has a diary, that would certainly help. But to really add a little bit of credence to her case, I think she would be really wise to take whatever supplement she has and voluntarily send them out for analysis.
My guest on the program is Dr. Bill Sakala, exercise physiologist and nutritionist. Bill, for at least 30 years, there's been a really clear principle when it comes to sports anti-doping regimes. That principle is one of strict liability for the athlete, that the athlete is totally responsible for what goes into their body. And in fact, there's a 24-hour-a-day hotline. There is a website which allows you to check any substance if you're not, or any medication if you're not sure whether it complies with sports anti-doping rules or not. Does it surprise you that in 2019, an Australian athlete, an Australian swimmer who's represented her country would be taking any supplements at all?
Well, look, I mean, as an athlete, I mean, people are always looking for that little edge, and they're looking for a legal edge. There are supplements out there that do have documented benefits with lots of biomedical research supporting them that are legal. However, it doesn't surprise me at all that, I mean, number one, that athletes are still taking supplements. I mean, in all the years I've been in the field, I mean, that's one thing that hasn't changed, and it's not going to change. However, when we're looking at supplements that are either purposely adulterated, and this could be through a dodgy online supplement vendor, or even supplements that are, cross-contaminated, who knows what the manufacturing processes are of all these different companies. This is what I'm trying to say. The regulatory landscape around supplements really creates a situation where these sorts of things can happen. But look, it's also possible she knowingly took it. I'm not saying she did. I'm just saying that's not beyond the realm of possibility, because how many cases have we seen, for example, Lance Armstrong, declaring he was innocent and this was all a hit job, but, he was complicit in his doping. So, again, taking a step back, I mean, none of this surprises me. Number one, it is going to happen again and again, because that's,
So given that, last question, is it time to have a conversation about whether the entire anti-sports or sports anti-doping regime is actually worth doing? It's expensive. It's elaborate. Why not just get it out of the way and say, take what you like, go nuts?
Well, look, I mean, that's one way of looking at it. But I mean, I guess, within reason, I guess we want to try to make sure that athletes are competing on the same level. It's just, one person's biology against another person's biology and one person's training regimen against another person's training regimen. So, I mean, I understand both sides of the argument, but, for me, I stand for integrity in sport. And I think it's important that we do have sets of rules, and, maybe it doesn't go far enough. But I think, again, maybe what, there's always going to be something that happens that blindsides everyone. And so in this case, when it comes to, anti-doping agencies, not just in Australia, but around the world, we really have to be aware as we take a step back and look at the larger regulatory landscape around dietary supplements, that there does exist a very real possibility that supplements can be either purposely adulterated or inadvertently adulterated, whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter. The effect is still the same. She might have been taking the supplement and thinking to herself, wow, this stuff really works. Well, of course it works. It's adulterated with a pharmaceutical grade substance, and it's banned. So these are the, there's a lot of moving parts to this debate. I don't think we can just draw a line down the middle and say, right way, wrong way, us versus them, yes or no. I don't think it's that simple of an argument, because again, there are so many moving parts. But moving forward, I mean, I would like to see greater scrutiny and regulation on dietary supplements, not to make it a nanny state, because we've got enough of that as it is, but there's safety considerations here, even beyond just somebody.
Understand.
Yeah. You know, so there's a few moving parts, but yeah, I think that's what I'd really like to hammer home.
Dr. Bill Sukala, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Bill Sukala, exercise physiologist and nutritionist, very experienced in the industry. Is she a cheat?